on vision. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blabbing around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. Each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Getting 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing,
bapa baby, bapa baby, mbole.
Oh yeah.
It's time for our early bird fishing guy, Jeff Sonnen. He joins us every Thursday morning to give us some tips, maybe give a week in review, and maybe even a forecast. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How was your week in review?
You know, it's been an interesting week. I've been with all the cool weather and the wind, and it sort of put my mind off of the notion that it was summer.
Yeah.
I hadn't really been too hot or thinking about it that much. And then all of a sudden, kind of yesterday, my crew really hoped that they could catch some crappies. And this is sort of the time where the crappies can give you fits, because they'll either make you get up super early in the morning, or else they'll make you wait until the very last 45 minutes of daylight. And if you want to do that, you're going to stay out, you know, pretty late. And so the daytime fishing, I kind of know where they are typically. They're almost always a hole up in the weeds during the day. And so that was kind of the first reminder to me. We got on the lake yesterday, and all of a sudden I realized, hey, there's a lot of weeds growing out there now. Even though the summer really hasn't settled in on air temperatures, it has not slowed the plant growth down a single bit.
Yeah, so that's what you said. You wanted to talk about weeds. So they're really going like crazy. I know I was out on the golf course yesterday, and one of the little ponds is like, holy cow, where did that come from? So
yeah. What
weeds equal what kind of fish?
Well, it depends a little bit on the lake. You know, the fish are so adaptable that if your lake is going to have a certain mixture of them, and every lake has got its own characteristic, but the lake that I was fishing yesterday, and any lake, if you can find it, we happen to be talking about crappies right now, but wild celery is a plant that's sort of a wispy, fine-looking plant. I'm working on a report, and I will make absolutely sure that I've got a photo of it in today's update. But this is a plant that at some point, every season, if your lake has got crappies in it and it's also got wild celery in it, you can rest assured that there's going to be a certain period of every open water season that the crappies will be in this wild celery. So it's something to look for and learn and pay particular attention to. But at the same time, other fish, you fish the same lake. Now, the lake that we were on yesterday also has pretty healthy stands of cabbage weeds, which is a heavier, kind of a dense weed. You get stuck in it a little bit, and it can feel like you're almost stuck on a rock or something like that. But the gaps and open spaces in between those heavy cabbage patches are really good for predator fish that like to hold out kind of in the shadows. You might see three or four plants all gathered, grouped together, and then open space around it. Some fish like pike or bass, or even at times walleyes, will be positioned along those heavier plants, and they watch the opening for something to swim by kind of in a sleep and pounce on it. So those are two weeds that can be found a lot. And then a third one that we see tons of in our area is coontail. And what that really is great at doing is providing shade. It grows thick, and it's got big bushy leaves on it. And so fish that like to just hole up and get underneath the kind of a shady mat, you'll find crappies in that sort of weed. You'll find sunfish in there, perch occasionally. And another one that I really like to locate when I can find good stands of it is in lakes that have got good populations of good catchable-sized perch is eelgrass. That's it almost looks like the same grass that you would have growing in your yard, except it may be 3 to 4 feet tall, comes off the bottom, and it's fairly easy to fish in. You feel your jig or your Lindy rig will snag in it a little bit occasionally, but it's quite easy to pop your lure back out of it, and the fish would just kind of hover over the top on some of the lakes that have got really good walleye populations. They will occasionally lay over the tops of that eelgrass. So to them, the top of the weed equals the bottom of the lake. So this time of year, we start to do some of the trolling presentations as the water warms up. It's important to make sure that you keep your crankbait or your spinner over the top of the weed rather than trying to find the bottom. If you try to get down into the weeds, you're actually fishing below where the fish are holding. So we'll hold our baits up a little bit above the top of that. And that's three or four. There's obviously so many different types of weeds in most of the lakes. You could stumble into just about any other kind of a special circumstance. But if you know those four main weed types, you can almost always figure out some way to work with them and catch some fish in them.
So what kind of presentation are you using? And I always wonder, how do you not snag the weeds all the time? Just like you said, keep it above?
That's one way to do it. But that was one of the big bugaboos yesterday. The weeds have developed. Maybe it's because the cooler water temperatures, we don't have as much algae bloom, and the sunlight is getting to the plants better, or something along those lines. The plants were so close to the surface that trying to troll spinners through them, even with the lightest sinkers, there was almost really no way to do that. We managed to figure out, we trolled the spinners through it long enough to figure out where there was some fish. And then once we knew that, we did my second favorite thing for locating crappies. This is a 16-ounce live bait jig, and you put action, like a little plastic tail on there. It could be a twirl tail, a paddle tail, a shad body. As long as it's got some action in the tail, something that will swim, it takes a little bit of determination, but you can work along the edges of these patches of weeds and watch for little holes and little gaps between the plants. And just with a short, very short cast, this is not a time to try to impress people with how far you can go, but you want to position that jig so that it'll fall right down into these little pockets and little holes in the weeds. And every single time that you feel any kind of a little pop, whether it's a weed or a fish, either way, just set the hook. Just automatically assume that it's a fish. And about one out of three or one out of four times, it will be a fish. There's going to be a lot of times, especially when you're fishing in these celery patches, there will be a lot of times where that jig falls down into the plants and it feels an awful lot like a bite. You set the hook and it turns out just to be another weed. The trick is to not be frustrated by it. It's going to be just a normal. This is how things go when you're fishing in the weeds. You're going to get snagged a little bit. And you just have to figure out that the odd fish that comes out of the middle of that is worth all the trouble that you've gone to. It's hard for me to think of an analogy right now, but they say everything that's good is worth waiting for or working at it, and so it takes a little bit of effort. But I think when at the end of the day you look and see you've got 8 or 10 nice crappies to show for it, and maybe the walleye that you stumbled into. We caught a couple of largemouth bass yesterday, and most every lake in our area, if it's got good weeds, there's no way you can fish without catching some northern pike.
Hmm. Well, where are we going fishing? What suggestions do you have for folks this weekend?
Well, I'm thinking the way it looks to me, we've got a little more sunshine coming today and some calmer water. I think we're going to see the surface temperatures pop up a little bit, and that should favor some of these trolling presentations. So be a good time. I've been known to make a joke occasionally in the boat, and I would tell my customers, this might be a good time to experiment with weed.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. So, I like it.
Yeah. What I think would be really good to do, especially this weekend, is get out on the lake and do a little bit of exploring. See what kind of weed growth you've got. And obviously, every lake is a little bit different, and the mix of fish in every lake is different. But this would be an excellent time to strap on anywhere between a 16th ounce and an 8th ounce bullet sinker. Very simple, kind of a weedless setup, small snap swivel. And then we're just using straight out of the bag Little Joe spinners that have been around for 50 years or more. And we'll put either tip that with a fathead minnow. If you're trying to catch more crappies and more northern pike, I would tip it with minnows, and walleyes will eat those when they get close to them. But typically, if I'm fishing in a lake that has lots of panfish in it, I'll tip that with a nightcrawler or a leech, because I want to discover sunfish, and they're just beginning to show up now. The weeds are developing and the water temperature's coming up. We didn't catch a lot of sunfish yesterday. The lake I was fishing, ordinarily we should have. So it's still waiting for another little warm-up in the temperature, but that's going to be coming. And so the simple trolling presentation, 1.1, 1.2 miles per hour. Keep your spinner over the top of the weeds, and depending on how many species of fish are in your lake, you're liable to be able to catch just about every one of them at one point or another. I think we managed 8 species yesterday, and some were better numbers than others. But that's a good way to start, and then just kind of keep track of the weed growth in your lake. I'm going to be making this a theme throughout the rest of the summer, just kind of pin down. It's always been a mystery to me. You're in the weeds. They all seem like it's just more weeds. But I'm noticing that you may have a 100-yard stretch of weeds, and when you come to one little patch of a particular kind of weed, you catch a certain fish. And then when you come to the next patch of a different kind of weed, you catch another fish. So good time to start watching for that and play around a little bit. And I think the multi-species anglers who don't mind catching a bit of everything could really have a blast this weekend.
So before we let you go, what's the water temperature like in past years?
I've been checking through my own reports. It's been as high as 75 at this point in the season. It just made it back it's right at the 70 mark right now. But depending on where I've been throughout the last week, I've seen anything between 66 and 69. And that's like 5 degrees, maybe 6 degrees. Below what a typical summer would be at this stage of the game. So this little warm-up now, I have a feeling it's going to pop back fast. We started off with 69-degree water yesterday, and at the end of the day, it was at 72. When you get a little wind, that mixes it all back up, and the whole water column didn't warm up that much, but the surface did, and every day that kind of increases. The closer the water temperatures get to 75 degrees, the more fish you're going to catch on these trolling presentations. That's sort of a kind of a magic number. Their metabolism gets going, and they start feeding. They'll eat just about anything that swims past them at a certain point. And there literally is a time when that water gets really warm on a lot of our lakes that have multiple species of fish in them. It's almost like every time you throw it in, something bites it. You'll get a northern or a sunfish or a rock bass, crappie, walleye, and it's very typical for me this time of year to have kind of like five or six of every kind of species of fish, not a limit of anything, but some of all of them.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, well, stick to your words and try some weed this weekend, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
All right.